I'm Sean Vanderpool with GLA Realty, and I'm a commercial real estate agent who represents clients who want to buy, sell, or lease commercial properties and or land. I can also help clients that wish to sell their business. If your home office is becoming a nuisance, you want to use a lump sum of money for an investment, or if you're just ready to make your dream a reality, call me before you call that number on the sign. They represent their client and are not looking out for you. Call 281-713-0832 or go to www.thelventerpool.com and let me help you find a place for your vision to profit.
Here with Miss Brittany.
Hi.
She's one of my fellow JLA agents, so I'm going to give her some time to introduce herself.
Hi, I'm Brittany Shagwa. I'm a realtor with JLA. I work everywhere wherever my clients are or wherever they want to be. Mm-hmm. I will go. Mom of three, wife of one. I have a dog. I'm pretty basic. I live my best life.
That's a job in itself.
Yes.
Yeah, I got no rule in my house. Nothing else comes in that lives, breathes, or poops. I'm just not up for it.
You don't even want a fish. The fish is on the list.
Zoe has fishes, and I'm waiting on them to gradually leave this world and not replenish. But she has a habit when I come in from out of town, it's something there. Another fish, another something.
No, we have one dog. He's enough. He follows me worse than the children. Look, and I'm like, I don't want you. Go home.
Does he try to work with you when you're working at home?
Yes, he will come and sit at my feet, or he'll come and look, and I'm like, no, go in your kennel, go watch television, go do you, you know.
Yeah, they're gluttony for punishment.
Yes. Yes.
So, you discussed that you are in real estate.
Mm-hmm.
So, what aspect of real estate do you do?
I do a little bit of it all, residential, a little bit of commercial, and what I find myself nowadays is I'm referring my commercial people out.
Okay. Send them this way.
Definitely. I am doing, I want to get into property management, so I'm starting to do classes for that.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
it's kind of like a necessity because my family, we have rental properties,
mm-hmm.
and they need to be managed effectively instead of just doing that's my friend, I'm going to pick up rent when it needs
right.
to be picked up. No, we need to have rules and order, you know,
guidelines. Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, if you have rental properties, it's still a business. It's
right.
not, yes, it's a labor of love for some people,
very much.
But it's a business and you have to treat it as such, you know. So
I admire you for that. I've realized just in my research and that property management is just not my thing. So I'll be referring y'all to Brittany.
It ain't no joke.
That code, just to know everything. I mean, like, there's an article for everything. So that's a whole different level.
There's rules for everything, and people pretend like there isn't. Like, but the lease is very cut and dry, and
mm-hmm.
you add whatever you want in an addendum, you know, your rules,
right.
and it's very cut and dry. And the hard part is staying by those guidelines.
Right.
You know.
Even with your friends and family.
Yeah.
Friends and family, y'all gotta pay now.
Yeah. On time, dude. No, I'm pulling up. No.
It's true, though. You got bills yourself. So,
yeah.
You know, it's not always that your family member is being difficult, but if you don't pay the rent, you don't know if they have a mortgage or taxes mm-hmm. or insurance or something.
Or they want a trip. They want to use that money for a trip.
Right. It is their business, right?
Yeah.
It mm-hmm. literally is their business. So
mm-hmm.
they need their money.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So, is this your passion? Or is it like leading up to something?
So I have passions. Well, I have what passion and what I really like to do.
Okay.
So my passion is my family.
Awesome.
My little children, I birthed them. They live inside of me. They're my passion. So I'm a little cuckoo crazy, you know, when it comes to my children and my husband.
Uh-huh.
What I really like to do is real estate. I do like this.
Okay.
I love it. It's like it's legal. It's thought process.
Yes.
It's all of that. And once people skills is basically all of my skills that I've developed over the course of my life rolled into one.
Right.
So I really like it. I really like thinking creatively to help people solve problems, whether they have a problem client or a problem transaction. Because sometimes there are problem clients and then there are problem transactions. But I like thinking, you know, about that and making money.
Yeah.
So
in the end, testimony for you, you know, Brittany is one of those people that if I'm frustrated, if I can't get like my manager on the phone, Brittany's my next call. Really, she should be my first call because she always answers, right?
yeah. I'm like, what you need?
No. Which, and she'll listen to the problem and you come back and be like, okay, try XYZ. And if that doesn't work, call me back. And her first response always has worked because sometimes when you're working with someone, you're so frustrated. This is just an honesty moment. Sometimes you can't think, and it takes someone like you that can say, okay, wait a minute.
Well, you know, at the end of the day, our business is about people. You know, like I was saying earlier, clients have a tendency to think that everything is right and should be their way, and then you have you, who's the professional, who knows, and that ain't gonna work, because this is about a compromise, you know, and ultimately, purchasing in real estate is a compromise. So both parties need to feel like they're walking away with something, and a lot of people don't feel that way, and so you have to find a way to gently word it so that everyone feels like they're winning.
Right.
And then you sometimes have people that are not reasonable, and you have to be like, look, either we're going to commit to this or we're going to move on.
Right.
And you have to give them the real dose of real life in order for them to understand what's going on.
Yeah. Who do you enjoy more working with, sellers or buyers?
I like to work with buyers because I like the hunt.
You do like the hunt?
I like the hunt, and I like to negotiate. I'm a little aggressive, so...
No, I love to negotiate.
Yeah.
But, I mean, like, there's two different spectrums of it, but you like the hunt.
Yes, I like the hunt. I like to look at houses. I go in.
You having fun?
Yes. That's what it is. If it ain't fun, I ain't gonna do it, okay?
I'm goofy in one sense, but when it comes to business, I'm so analytical in the sense that you told me your budget was
don't get it twisted. I'm very much like that.
And you said, and when you know, like, I'm like, I'm gonna present you with what you approved for, how much money you actually had to put down, and then when you want to start go looking at something that
way out the box,
or you told me you didn't have no money to renovate. Mm-hmm. Or you only approve for, you know.
Yeah. So this is my thing. I send them like the little searches. And then when they send me the list of what they like, I put them in order of what they like or what they said they wanted and needed first. Uh-huh. And then all the way down to, I don't know why we're looking at this house. You know, I have that list. And so I like to go in at the first. I'm like, look at this. You like this? And everyone's like, oh my God, I love it. And then when they leave and go look at another house, and it's like, I told you it's going to like that first house. Like, I don't even know why we're here. You know, and I always remind my clients, it's okay to say, as soon as we walk through the door.
Right. I like it.
Yeah. You do not have to make yourself like this house, because this is a large purchase. And if you don't love it when you walk in the door, there's no need to do it. But the hunt is what gets me going. We walk in, I'm like, aha, I found it. I found it for you. Worship me, no. but you know,
I did this.
Yes. Ooh, you know, that's how I feel.
Yeah.
But I like the hunt, and I like people talk about like the cats and dogs.
Okay.
When your cat will bring, like, if you have a cat and they find like some animal and they come put it on your porch, and they're like, look what I did. And but as humans, we're like, oh, that's gross. I'm like the cat. I like to bring you, look what I did. You know, I found it for you because I love you.
No. I researched a lot and I found it
for you. I paid attention to you.
No. Yeah, you know, but that is cool. It's real gratifying when you see them walk in a space. Mm-hmm. And like even with me with commercial, it's the same with a home.
You see it.
Their whole expression changes. They can picture themselves there, even if it need work. You know, like when they're in a place they can't, they're not feeling. They see nothing but every flaw. Mm-hmm. But even if it's something that needs work, and they see themselves there, they vision the painted walls where they can put this and do that. That is exciting.
I have Christmas right here, you know. See, I like to let them go look, and once I see that I like it, I'm kind of hiding behind the wall, peeking like this.
Like, enjoying it.
Yeah, I'm like, you like it. But that's the best part of real estate, when you've made that connection for them. You know?
And getting a good deal. Yes. I do love that. I love negotiating.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just sitting there with the power that...
Mm-hmm. And you waiting. What you gonna say now? You know?
And you running numbers like, no, that's not gonna work. And they can pay this and they can do that. And especially when you're trying to help your buyer out.
Yes,
you know?
Yes.
That when you're representing the seller.
Yeah, that's a little different.
Yeah, it's like,
I do like working with sellers, but my passion and my heart is with buyers.
Right.
But I have a different approach with my sellers, because sometimes the first thing is to figure out, is this an emotional seller or if this is a business seller? Because an emotional seller is like, oh, well, this home, I did this in this room in 1985, and you see all of my collection of dolls, and no...
And you're really thinking, can you move them dolls?
Yeah, go put all the dolls back in that box, put them on eBay, you know.
At least hide them.
Yeah. They're a little weird, a little creepy, they creep out people. But the idea is, and then you have the business sellers that really don't care, they just know that they want to make X amount of dollars, you know, their number. So I always ask my clients, is it a number or is it something that you want to feel?
Right.
And generally, when they tell me that, I take all gloves also with sellers. If they are a numbers person, I'll make them a spreadsheet. This is what you're going to net. I'm not even telling you who want to buy the house.
Right.
Does this number match what you want to match? Okay.
Keep it moving. Good.
Yeah. But if you are a touchy-feely person and you want to read a story, then I give you, if they provided a story, I make you feel great. I tell you about the family. And if I know the other agent, this agent is great, you know, and this lender.
You're whatever you got to do.
Yeah.
Do it. See, me, I struggle with that. Because this is why this platform is good. Because, like me, I'm going to be sitting there like, so, how much you want to make?
All right, now this was $10 off, but you want to do this, you know?
That's me. And you know, my husband even tell me that, Sean, you gotta get out of your head. But I'm like, if you start with me telling me you need to net this amount of money, that's where I'm at. I'm sticking with that. Mm-hmm. And I also am real big on being able to look you in your eye after this transaction.
Yes.
And you not feeling like I was not honest.
Yeah.
And then, like, I didn't fight for you.
Right, right.
Because, you know, the emotions start getting in.
Buying and selling a home is a very emotional process.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I got to listen to my Tupac or my Kevin Gates before I started negotiating and stuff, because I got to feel it.
Kevin Gates you listen to? You have to listen to that Stalker song.
Okay.
You're supposed to be in love.
No, my thing is, I get it out the mud. Because I feel that. And so, when it comes to negotiations, like, I will listen to that, but then I got to come back and listen to some gospel music and get my Jesus back.
So you get out of the car, right?
Yeah. Hi, I'm here. My name is Brittany. You know? Yes. Go back. Holy. You know? Father God. That's weird. But it's like, Lord, forgive me for all that cussing I just did.
I just did, but I have to get my mind right.
Yes, you know. Yes. It's a healthy balance.
I think that's a real balance, just to be honest.
Because I'll be in my car, man, did you see that email? Did you see how they put that exclamation point? That was supposed to be a question mark. They're supposed to be asking me. I'm like, you know,
yeah.
My client's house, though.
She's serious, though.
No, I really am. I do take it a little personally. Probably shouldn't, but I do.
Yeah. So how did you get started in real estate?
I was peer pressured into real estate.
How?
My friend Stacy has been a realtor for, I think, like, over 10 years.
Okay.
And she goes, you should really do this. Come on. It'll be fun. And I'm like, whatever. You know, I'm working. I'm teaching. I'm doing my mom thing. She's like, you should really do this. You'll be good at it. And then I was like, whatever. And we bought a house.
Mm-hmm.
And our realtor was great. But then I started thinking about... I had left teaching and gone into corporate America, and I realized corporate America is not my jam, okay? I'm not meant for that.
Okay.
It is a very different type of personality. I'm a little too loud and wild.
The bureaucracy.
Yes. And being in a cubicle and in a small workspace is not my thing. I have ADD. I don't take my medicine, so I distract people. I know that my limitations, I distract people.
Right.
So then my other close girlfriend, she had left corporate and gone into real estate.
Okay.
And she kept, "You gonna come? What you gonna do? What you gonna do?" And I had had a rough patch in life. I had several people close to me passed away. And mm-hmm. I was like, okay, I can't continue doing corporate. I can't do all these crazy hours because I'm a workaholic.
Right.
So I can't do that to myself, nor my family, and my children are important to me. So just after I got laid off, while I was planning on quitting. Mm-hmm. So I had my timeline. I already talked about
it. Yeah, you got laid out.
So I had planned on resigning in May. I had a timeline because May, you know, kids will be out for school and they'll give me enough time to save money and not be just doing stuff crazy willy-nilly because I am emotional and I will say deuces real quick. So I think it was end of February, I got laid off.
Okay.
But see, the way the Lord worked out, because this was truly a God thing, I got laid off so then I could collect unemployment.
So I was laid off.
I got unemployment and then I started taking my real estate classes. And then because my friend was, since you don't have a job anymore, you sure you don't want to do this? And I literally, they laid me off and I was, and it was so funny because I have been mentally prepared to leave anyway.
Mm-hmm.
I have boxes underneath my desk. So they're like, "Well, you can come back and get your stuff." I said, "No, I'll be out in 5 minutes." Like,
you ain't ready.
I literally went to my desk, got the boxes from underneath my desk, and did up my arm straight across it. And yes, because I'm country, I have my little jar of sour pickles because I would eat that with my salads at lunch. So I got my little jar of sour pickles, and my supervisor came and he was like, "So, are you going to need to come back tomorrow?" I was like, "No, I'm done. You know, I got in my car and I hadn't even made it all the way to the freeway and I was already on the phone. "Hey, I'm going to do this. I'm going to do real estate." And she's like, "Well, fine. Come on over." And I ended up meeting with John of JLA, John Isaac. I met with him the next day. And he said, "Well, once you finish your classes, come on over." And I did my classes online. I took the extended route. I probably could have finished my classes in a month or less, but I'm a nerd. So I was reading every word in the book, and that was time consuming. You don't have to do that, okay? You know, I don't advise you.
I didn't do that route.
Well, and I did it online, so I just wanted to read everything. So I read every word in the book, and I was like, "Wait a minute, highlighting."
Mm-hmm.
And then I took my first little test, because you have to do tests throughout the program to monitor your progress. And I realized, I have to read all this, but I like reading it, and I like knowledge, so.
And you taught, so I can see that coming naturally.
Yeah, because I was highlighting and going over references, sticking notes, like, this was life, but it took me longer than it probably should have, and so I was laid off in February. I talked to John the next day, but I took some time off to just decompress and get my mind right, because like I said, we had had a lot in our family going on. And I took the test in July, and I became licensed in July, but I didn't officially start practicing real estate until October because, you know, school started and I wanted to get my kids. But that's pretty much how I fell into it. But my friend said, "You need to do this. You need to do this. Come on. It'll be fun." And so.
Okay. It fits your personality.
For the most part, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because people, you know, I like helping people and I like working with people, so.
And this gives you your freedom to move around like you want to, too.
Yes, because my babies are still young. My youngest, he'll be 8 on Sunday.
Cool.
So they think that I'm supposed to be at every field trip and every little thing that they have going on in school. That's their expectation. I may have messed them up by establishing this expectation, but it is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
And at one point in time, I was a stay-at-home mom. I was blessed enough to be at home with them, so we have like a different, like, I am one of those independent sister, do it for yourself type of chicks, but I also want to be there for my children and make sure they have a solid foundation, you know, and I'm available to them.
Right.
Because I don't need my daughter talking about no man came and did this. Girl, please. Child, please. No.
Yeah, you know, dad don't want them speaking that either, but they don't want them to get with nobody who can't do nothing.
Exactly.
It's fine dance.
Yes, and then my sons, I've already said, I'll be praying right now. I started this very early. I'm like, don't make me be the crazy mother-in-law. I don't want to be that crazy. Like, I pray. I love my boys, but I got to pray that I am nice and accepting, and she takes it kindly when I show her recipes of what he likes to eat. Because my boys are eaters, and mm-hmm. they are picky, and they know a fake cake from a real cake. Like, a fake cake is anything boxed, and they know.
Even if she put an extra stick of butter in it, don't mm-hmm. hurt.
They be knowing. Oh, okay. They be knowing. Especially my youngest, he's, this ain't real. Okay. Whatever.
So I guess, you know, with you trying to organize your life like that, do you have to deal with mommy guilt at any
yes.
point?
Yes. Yes, I suffer from mommy guilt quite often. I think just as in general, women, we do because mm-hmm. we're supposed to be the mom and wearing our cape and saving our children and protecting them.
The cape get heavy.
Yeah, it's very yeah. heavy, very heavy. You know, for my mom, married my stepdad when I was 10, but I remember she worked a lot. Mm-hmm. Single mom. She a beautician had her, mm-hmm. had her own shop, and she was working all the time. And I remember, like, when we have programs, she would dip in and out, like, the program. She'd come in her smock, mm-hmm. you know. Yeah, and my mom was all about comfort, so she had on SAS shoes.
Oh,
so
she's not trying to be sick.
Yeah, no, not these new age styles to be cute and sexy and stuff. Now I come from a beauty shop, okay? So I tell people a beauty shop is different than a salon, okay? Right. But she would dip in with her smock and her SAS shoes, and then she would go back to work, you know, mm-hmm. come to the award ceremony, come to the program, and I admire her for that.
Yeah.
But I also know that I wanted to not have to do that.
Right.
I wanted to be able to go to the programs and enjoy, because my mom I know that she sacrificed a lot mm-hmm. in order for my sister and I to be where we were as children and where we are now.
Mm-hmm.
She don't think we recognize it. She don't think we like her and all this
right,
stuff.
So you know.
Because she tried to lay on that mama guilt. But, you know, I appreciate that. Right. And I realized that I did not want that for my children, because I remember, was I in third grade, fourth grade? We did Hansel and Gretel play. Mm-hmm. I never forget this. And my mom came to the program, but she was late and she missed my part. And I remember how I felt.
Mm-hmm.
And I said I didn't want my children to feel that way. Mm-hmm. Now I was I'm a little late for program. I ain't gonna lie. But I try to make sure, baby. When are you performing? You at the beginning, the end, yeah. the middle, so I know to be there. And I just know that with each generation, we're supposed to get better.
Right.
You know,
that's all you can do is just yeah. try. Just try.
Yeah. And my husband, he lets me do whatever I want to do. So
you know. That's the nice part.
I love him. Cause I act up. No.
She does.
A lot. Every day. No.
So, I have on here, what's your main mission with your company?
To help people and mm-hmm. to educate. I think what I'm finding, a lot of buyers, especially, and at first I thought it was black buyers, but it's not.
It's all buyers. I'm real big on diversity.
Me too. Mm-hmm. But what I learned is that the education of credit and your purchase power is socioeconomic status. So if right. you didn't grow up with a lot of money, or your parents didn't own, you don't understand the home buying process at all.
Right.
And when you have these preconceived notions that I need to have perfect credit and I need to have $20,000 in order to purchase a home. Yes. And it's not like that. So when I talk to my clients and I talk to my friends, I'm like, you only need a 580 credit score. What? I got that. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, yeah. Well, I think they had to have like 800. So no, you only need a 580
yeah.
to get an FHA loan. And then I explained to them down payment. It's only 3.5%. So that $20,000 that you think you have to save, oh, you get a nice house for $20,000. Mm-hmm. You know, a nice. So it's just, I really enjoy educating.
Right.
And working with and helping people achieve their life goals and their dreams. Because who doesn't want a home for mm-hmm. themselves? Now, when I say home, I don't mean a home on acreage. Some people want a town home where they right. don't have to cut the grass. And then some people want, you know, this grandiose yard. I know I wanted a big yard because I grew up on an acre. Well, actually, mm-hmm. two. So I believe that you're supposed to have a yard.
Mm-hmm.
But I know that as we get older, when these kids get up at my house, I'm going to be in the high rise downtown sipping my drink.
With about no a room for the grandkids. Yeah. Take your baby's yeah. picture.
They can spend the night, but come get them 9:00, 9:00 in the morning, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, that's cool. That's cool. What are two frequently asked questions regarding your business or your business journey? Like when you're dealing with people that come across you, what do people ask you the most?
You know, because I'm an open book, I don't get a lot of questions. I don't, because I'm pretty straightforward.
Okay.
I've been blessed that to have most of my clients know me, mm-hmm. or their referral of someone that knows me. So they know I'm going to be very straight to the point.
Right.
I may hurt your feelings, but it's all in love.
Right.
You know, so I don't get a lot of questions at all because I'm very direct, mm-hmm. and I'd rather head off the situation then have to play catch up. Like I like to play offense personally instead of playing defense.
It's way easier.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay, well, you can provide our audience with your contact information, how to get in contact with Ms. Brittany.
You can call or text me at 832-419-2127. Do not leave a voicemail. I do not check my voicemail. If I don't answer, send me a text message. I'm just being honest, and I tell
them. That's the straightforward part, right?
Yeah, there. Yeah, because I hate listening to voicemails, you know. You can email me at thetxhousewife@gmail.com. I'm in the process of rebranding, so you're going to get like some fancy stuff right now. You can find me on Facebook, Brittany Branch Shagwa. It does not look how it sounds. It's CHARGOIS. And the Texas Housewife on Facebook. And I'm on Instagram too. TheTXHousewife@gmail. Oh, well, that's my email. There's TheTXHousewife. That's on Instagram. But I'm on pretty much every social media platform.
Cool. Y'all go follow Brittany. Email her.
Now, you may see some inappropriate stuff because I am all about humor and laughing it up and, you know, laughing at myself. You know, like yesterday I had a little accident at the gym. I posted it on social media because I didn't care. It was funny. I lived my best life, you know, and it's all about happiness and being, you know, living your life to the fullest.
Well, that's the point of denim and blazers. And mm-hmm. that's part of why I call it denim and blazers, because everybody thinks business people are typically dressed up or serious and... No, we're human, and we have fun and have our stories of how we got to where we are. And I'm hoping this allows people who either want to be a business owner to see that they can do it. Mm-hmm. Also, for people, especially in real estate, people are so nervous to speak to us about what they would like to do. Mm-hmm. Like you said, the credit score, money, just whatever. You will never know mm-hmm. if you don't try.
Ask, you know, the thing, the stupid question is the unasked question.
Right.
If you don't ask, you'll never know. And if you know me, I'm a question asker. I ask random questions and I go in detail, and it annoys a lot of people, but I'm going to get my answer and what I need, or if it, in case for my clients, what my clients need.
Right.
But, you know, now I think about it, the question that I do get, you really have an MBA? Yes, I do have an MBA. I graduated from Texas Women's University. I'm actually very smart, but I'm goofy. And so people are like, you don't seem like the stereotypical person. Yes, I know. You know, I believe in enjoying what I'm doing. It's not just E equals MC squared. You know, I want to enjoy it. So
why not?
Life
is too short.
Because it was insulting at first when someone's like, you have an MBA? Okay, what's wrong with me? You know,
that's just their own perception.
Yeah.
We have our little box here with questions in it. Brittany and I both threw four little questions in. We don't know who's going to grab what, so we're going to see what we come up with. You go first.
Why did I give
put that back? That's
my own question. I want a new one. Okay, this is yours. This is your handwriting. Where do I see myself in real estate? I see myself having rental properties in about 10, 15 years.
Okay.
And kind of just enjoying that generating of income. I do have some goals of acquiring more, but I want to have somewhere so where I can just chill.
Some sleep money.
Yeah. I want the beach in... Jamaica today. Did you pay your rent? No.
Now you just be looking at the mom coming. Ding.
Yeah, listen to Rihanna. Bitch better have my money. You know. Because I was feeling that something.
I need it today.
Yes.
Cool. That sounds cool though. Mm-hmm. That's a good reason for you to be learning that property code.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So we know who I'll be calling.
I got strategies
for property codes. Okay. I'll take the one you opened. When you were a child, what did you want to be when you grew up? Well, actually, I grew up running around with my dad looking at real estate properties. I knew I didn't want to work for anybody. Mm-hmm. Personality-wise, that's just not me. My brother says it all the time. Like, I always call him Junior. He hates that. He's gonna hear this.
I hear wrong man.
But his name is Elwin. But I would tell him, do you see me work at such and such place? Sean, no. That's his favorite line. Sean, no. But actually, real estate. I like the freedom of it. I could be riding around with him during the day, and he would be looking at different properties. We'd be walking in empty houses, you know. Some of it was nasty, you know.
Got your boots on.
I'm like, Daddy, you know, what's this? And he would get to discussing with you how to help people mm-hmm. who might have a small budget, but if they're willing, they can make something happen. And so, but that's not what I started off with. I started off in the hair salon like your mom. It gave me freedom with my kids.
But I think that's a natural branch, and a lot of people don't understand it. I think that's mm-hmm. a natural transition because you had your own business, and you saw what it took to run your own business, and mm-hmm. to... If you did booth rent, if you rented, you know, a space, or if you bought your own salon, it's I think that's a natural progression to go from hair to. And then you got the personality because you're working with people, you know?
I do love people, and this gives me a chance to interact with people again. Well, I'm so happy you came with us.
Well, thank you for inviting me. I was like, okay, sure, invite me and interview me. Okay. So. But thank you,
but she came, she said yes. You always say yes.
I do. Yeah. I do. I was raised Baptist, and it's like, when they ask you to go do something, baby, you go do it. And I was like, okay.
Yeah. And she does. All right. Well, I look forward to seeing you all in our next episode of Denim and Blazers.